KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 64 degrees. We look for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly developing after around 11 a.m. We'll have a high around 77. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Western Iowa news, a Red Oak woman was arrested Friday in Montgomery County. Authorities say 23-year-old Amanda J. Huebner was taken into custody at around 1:40 p.m. at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for interference with official acts. Huebner was being held in the jail on $300 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for the public's help in locating two men who allegedly used an SUV to tear electrical wiring from a transformer located near a restaurant. The incident happened Friday at around 6:40 a.m. Officers were dispatched to Ruby Tuesday at 3150 24th Avenue in Council Bluffs, where a witness saw two men pulling electrical wiring from a transformer box located on the south side of the business. The men were using a black SUV to pull the wires from the box. The two suspects saw the witness observe them and sped out of the parking lot, traveling southbound on Bass Pro Drive, dragging the wiring behind. At the intersection of Bass Pro Drive and 24th Avenue, the wires became entangled with a stop sign post, pulling the sign out of the ground. The suspect vehicle stopped in the 2500 block of Mid-America Drive and placed two sections of the wiring into their vehicle. The video from the traffic camera then shows the suspect vehicle turning southbound on South 24th Street and getting onto I-80 westbound from 24th Street. The vehicle is described as being a black Lincoln Navigator with Nebraska license plates. The suspects were white males, with one of them being tall and thin, the other short and stocky. Both men were wearing hard hats at the time of the theft. The cost to replace the copper wiring is expected to be in excess of $10,000. Anyone with information about the suspect's vehicle or the suspects is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. You can remain anonymous, and your tip could be eligible for a cash reward. Volunteers from Iowa and Nebraska will spend this morning picking up trash along the Missouri River south of Omaha. Individuals, families, and groups are invited to take part, and Missouri River Relief Director Jeff Barrow is hoping that upwards of 250 people show up.
You get several hundred people out on the river, and everyone's working, but nobody has to work very hard. Everyone's putting in their two bits, and everyone can contribute. But at the end of the day, we'll have 7 to 10 tons of trash, and the feeling of satisfaction is just incredible.
Barrow says once every 2 years, they organize a big cleanup of the river's banks.
With all the flood debris, I expect we'll get about 10 tons of trash. There's lots of old docks that got ripped out in the flood, so there's big chunks of styrofoam and plastic 55-gallon barrels that people use for docks. But actually, when we were scouting, I actually found a complete boat trailer, including wheels and tires.
While the most common items found will be plastic pop bottles by the thousands, there may be some heavy lifting involved.
Oh, it's incredible what we find in the river. I mean, the range and the variety is really unbelievable. We find everything from toilets to full-on boats, houseboats, lots of appliances like refrigerators float really well with their insulation. And we'll probably find 100 tires.
Volunteers should meet at the late Manawa State Park boat ramps by 8:30 this morning. The cleanup will take place from 9 until noon. You're asked to dress appropriately, bring sunscreen and bug spray. The summer months are always difficult for the Food Bank of the Heartland, which has a tough time meeting demand once the warm weather arrives. Spokesman Brian Bark says they put out collection barrels to take in donations of canned goods from Thanksgiving to Christmas, but the June through August time frame is a challenge.
It is a struggle because people are busy. Hunger is not a top-of-mind issue during the summer, so we do see a drop-off in whether it's product donations or financial donations, but we still must meet the same need, if not greater.
The Omaha-based agency distributes between 1.2 and 2.5 million pounds of food each month to food pantries in 93 counties across Nebraska and western Iowa. A program in the Omaha Council Bluffs area delivers hot meals at no charge to 15 locations during the summer. For those outside the metro area, the food bank is holding 20 rural mobile pantries just during the month of June.
We are distributing more and more food in areas of Nebraska and western Iowa. There are not a lot of job opportunities out in rural communities. The population is getting older. If you're in Omaha and you need assistance, there are a lot of places where you can go to get help. But if you're living in a rural community, there's very, very limited access to assistance.
Some families are struggling with higher grocery bills now that school is out, and many children aren't getting the free or reduced price lunches at school.
In our service area, the best data that we have indicates there's 220,000 people who struggle with the issue of hunger, and 91,000 of those are kids under the age of 18. And unfortunately, we've seen those numbers rise a little bit despite all of our best efforts.
Given the buying power of the food bank, he says one donated dollar can buy three meals. You can learn how to help at foodbankheartland.org. The American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers Incorporated has recognized an athletic man for his 30 years of membership with the organization. Glenn R. Smith, accredited rural appraiser with Smith Land Service Company in Atlantic, was honored for his years of service to the organization at the ASFRMRA's meeting in Denver. Smith, who farms about 1,500 acres near Atlantic, graduated from Iowa State University in 1979 with a major in agricultural business and a minor in farm management. His business, which opened in 1982, provides services for his clients that includes farm management, rural appraisal, and farmland sales. The organization he's been a member of for the past three decades is the largest and oldest professional association that provides opportunities for development through high-quality educational and meeting offerings and a strict code of conduct and ethics to its members. The organization represents nearly 2,000 agribusiness professionals across the U.S. and Canada who provide farm or ranch management, rural appraisal and appraisal review, or agricultural consulting services. The organization was founded in 1929. And authorities say a woman has died following a shooting that took place near the food court of the Coral Ridge Mall in Coralville a little after 7 p.m. Friday. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said the woman's name was being withheld pending notification of family. The suspect was stopped and arrested on Interstate 80 near Highway 61 by the Iowa State Patrol with assistance from the Scott County Sheriff's Deputy. No other suspects are being sought, and no other details have been released. The Coralville Mall, located in the eastern Iowa community of 19,000, is the second largest mall in Iowa. The shooting prompted some shoppers and workers to rush out of the mall and others to remain on lockdown for more than an hour. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, David Westfall, age 63, of Afton and formerly of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. A funeral mass for David Westfall will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mary Ann Swisher, age 92, of Atlantic, died April 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Mary Ann Swisher will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Delton Grun, age 84, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Delton Grun will be on Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Adele Pedersen, age 99, of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Adele Pedersen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doris Card, age 50, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Card will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. William Bill Beatty, age 60, of Avon, Colorado, and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th. Memorial services for Bill Beatty will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Lloyd Bergstrom, age 86, of Griswold, died Thursday. Memorial services for Lloyd Bergstrom will be held June 20th at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.